We're doing Gemara Brachos. We're up to Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Tanu Abananinam Dimnit Balelam Toch Tudlam Toch Sudlam Toch Sognam Toch Chavlam Toch Chalut Rosh Toch Dovim Tanim Nemen Toch Simcha Shemitzvah. We have a following Braisa. You don't stand to daven. You have to wonder why they said Omdin. Are we talking about Shmona Esrei? Not out of sadness, not out of laziness, not out of laughter, not out of idle chatter, not out of lightheadedness, not out of pointless things, but rather out of mitoch simcha shel mitzvah, but rather out of the happiness of a mitzvah. Out of the happiness of a mitzvah. For example, the comforting words of the Torah that we say in the Hallelukas. We say the Geulas Mitzrayim. So just before Shmona Esrei, we speak about positive things. Or Ashrei, that's also words of praise. Ritzon Yireh Yaseh, Shomer Hashem Tkolo Avav. Okay, so that's the happiness. Mitoch Simcha, and our Gemara says Mitoch Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Rashi, our version of Rashi says Simcha, the Bach adds Shel Mitzvah. Which, okay. That's not so clear, because the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you stand to daven out of simcha. And then he gives the same examples as Rashi. But he doesn't add those words. So then there's a question I don't understand Shulchan Aruch also. But okay. V'chen lo yipater adam l'chaviro. And a person shouldn't depart from his friend. לא מתוך שיחה ולא מתוך סוק ולא מתוך קלות ראש ולא מתוך דברים תלים אלא מתוך. And here the question is, how do you read the next two words? Is it דבר הלכה? Because then what's the connection? You said before simcha, now you're saying דבר הלכה. When you depart from your friend, don't do it out of any idle thing, but rather out of. So the correlation would be if you would also say simcha של מצווה, and that's what the Gra says. But our Gemara says Dvar Halacha. Sheken Matzil Benavim Rishonim Sheisimun Divrim Dvei Shevach V'Tanchumim. That's what you find, that the prophets concluded their works with words of praise and comfort. Now, if we work our way backwards with Rashi's logic, going with what we said earlier, so then what did the Braisa just tell us? Shevach and Tanchumim equals Dvar Halacha. I don't know why. And Dvar Halacha equals Simcha. Because what did the Braisa say? You enter davening out of simcha, just like the prophets didn't conclude, and don't leave your, just like you enter davening out of simcha, don't leave your friend out of anything other than halacha. And so too the prophets didn't conclude their works, they didn't ever leave you, so to speak, they never conclude their works out of anything other than shevach and tanchumen. So if shevach and tanchumen equals dvar halacha, which equals simcha, so then you have Rashi. Right? That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, Mitoch Simcha, Kegon Divrei Tanchumin Shel Torah. So, you still haven't worked out why it is that way, but at least you've worked out where Rashi got it from. Meaning, that is the correlation of the Braisa. The Braisa does equate Shevach and Tanchumin with Simcha, that you do see in the Braisa. Okay. So the Yerushalmi over here asks, what about Jeremiah? What about Lamentations? Kimos mastanu katzavtalenu ad meod. So, that's Yerushalmi's question. Okay. I don't know. Tosus quotes it as a question. He doesn't bring an answer. Tosus just quotes it, the Yerushalmi asks. Okay. And here you have Vichain. So, that needs work. Is this a v'chein or not? The grass is not v'chein. V'chein means lo zu af zu. And so too, not only what I told you until now, tanemari b'al b'reid rav huna b'reid rav yumi abba rabba. Al yipater adam chavro lam tor dvar lacha shemitoch kach zochreyu. A person shouldn't leave his friend out of anything other than halacha. That way he'll remember him. You remember the halacha, you'll remember him. You're supposed to remember who taught you each halacha. Kiad Rav Kahana, Alvir Rav Simi Barashi, Mipum Naharat, Beit Sanita de Bavel. Rav Kahana accompanied Rav Simi Barashi, and remember, Tosus points out in the beginning of Kiddushin, there were at least two Rav Kahanas, and other Rishonim say there were three. So here you see there's a Rav Kahana that's down to the generation of Rav Simi Barashi. There was a Rav Kahana who was in the beginning of the period of Amoraim, it was almost like a Tana. So Rav Kahana accompanied Rav Simi by Rashi from the beginning of the river all the way down to Tzanita of Babylon. When they got there, Kimati Rehatam Amale, Mao Vadai Damu Injan, Tzanita Devil, Neum Adam Rishon Vad Hashta. Rabbi, undoubtedly, it's like people say that these palm trees of Babylon are here from the days of Adam. Now that's interesting. How could you have palm trees from the days of Adam? There was a flood. And Babylon for sure got the flood. Shinar. Right? Mitzula. Amale atkata mita drav Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Damar Yosef Rabbi Chanina. May dichtiv be'eretz lo avar ba'ish lo yashav adam sham. What does the verse mean? A land that no one traversed. No one ever settled down. If it says no one traversed that territory, so obviously no one settled there. Because if no one traveled there, then no one could settle there. What's the Pasuk saying? What the Pasuk is coming to tell you is, Adam declared which territories would be inhabited and which not, and wherever he declared, that's where it became inhabited. So that's the idea. Eretz asher lo avar ba'ish v'lo yashav Adam sham means Adam did not declare it would be yashav, it would be mityashev, it would be inhabited. So that's lo yashav Adam sham. So that's what it means, that from the days of Adam these palm trees are there. They're not there from the days of Adam. From the days of Adam it was declared that they would be there, and that's why they're there now. Rav Mordechai Alvi Eli Rav Simi Barashim Me'agronia Vad Be'kife Ve'amrida Ad Beit Tura. Why is that of any importance? That Rav Mordechai accompanied him till Be'kife and others say till Beit Tura. So one day we'll have an answer for that. I have a theory, but I'm looking for backing, so I don't want to say it. Say it there.